Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Educate and activate. That's been the motto here at CSC Talk Radio for these nearly 6 years. Excuse me. I try to bring to you information each day, bad news, good news, that will make you and keep you up to date. Now, yesterday I asked you, are you angry that the Russians, which yet has not been confirmed, are you angry at them for hacking the DNC, the Democrat National Convention, emails, yet not upset about the dishonesty and the vulgar language and the fixing of the convention for Hillary against Bernie Sanders? Who's the real criminal here? Or are you more angry at the taking of the land, your land, my land, land belonging even once to our native brothers and sisters, stolen already and now again? Are you angry at the politicians or swallowing the deceit and the lies they keep spewing at us? Yesterday, there was a swearing in of the new senators, and I received this in an email from a listener in Wisconsin, and he's an active patriot. He truly is. And he says, this is what I sent to my senators today, meaning yesterday. I sent a modified version to my congressmen, as well as to their aides and their political staff. Then I sent it to the statewide talk radio personalities. Today's United States Senate swearing-in ceremony. I watched Vice President Joe Biden swearing in the United States senators on C-SPAN. All the while thinking to myself that most of the participants have no idea whatsoever what they are actually swearing to do. A full faith and allegiance to affirm and uphold the plain language, both text and spirit, of the United States Constitution as it was written and amended, and not as it is so often today ignored or abused or reinterpreted or deliberately misconstrued. The Constitution and the accompanying amendments are not even treated as guidelines anymore, but as mere suggestions that can be followed when it's politically convenient or totally ignored when it's more expedient. And I'm going to take a little side twist here. I have told you before, their favorite part is the Fifth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Mr. Biden should have been handing each senator a copy of the Constitution as an important part of the swearing-in ceremony. They swear an oath to uphold the Constitution on the Bible, and we should require these political servants to swear their oath of office on their own personal ceremonial copy of the Constitution. Maybe then they would at least give a moment's thought to what they are swearing to uphold and adhere to. And they might just possibly, maybe, read it. So here we are with politicians. We're pretty certain are clueless as to their job and probably seldom, if ever, refer back to the contract between them and we the people, which is the Constitution. It's not enough for us to talk about the issues. We have to take action. And we need to make sure we're equipped to do that when we take action. My guest today is our dear friend, Sheriff Richard Mack. If you remember, the last time he was on the air with us, he was telling us of a new goal for training and equipping Americans. And he was also getting a new version of one of his books ready for sale. And so we welcome back Sheriff Richard Mack. Happy New Year, Richard. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.
I'm feeling great today.
Well, I can't say that, but I'm here.
I was going to ask you about the voice deal.
Yeah, you know, I talked to somebody on the phone yesterday, and then he had one of his people give me a call. They're trying to book some guests. And he said, well, now you're going to listen to the male version of Beth Ann when you give a call to her. So yeah. He was kind of making fun of my low register here. But we're doing all right. We could be a lot worse. We're not going to complain too much.
Well,
and, you know, I got this cold in the very best way, hugging grandchildren, so what else?
Oh, yeah. You got one of those, huh? Yeah, well, my wife and I have said, oh, man, we can't be around the grandkids. They've got a cold, you know, because I'll tell you what, we get them from our grandkids all the time, too.
But oh, yes, oh, yes.
I take Sovereign Silver, and that seems to really be helping my health.
Well, good, good. I'm going to have to get down to the health food store. There's one in Jeff City, and I'm going to have to get down there while they're open. I'm never down there when they're open, so
yeah.
I'm usually here all day.
Well, order it from Amazon. They have it there, too. It's called Sovereign Silver. It's not called Colloidal Silver. It's Sovereign Silver, and it really seems to be helping both me and my wife, and it's the best thing I've ever had for stopping and making a fever blister or cold sore go away quicker or even stop it in its tracks. So,
you know, I have never had one of those.
You've never had a cold sore?
Nope, not ever.
Oh, my gosh, I want some of your DNA. Because I used to get them quite often. My daughter gets them quite often. And I'm not a Sovereign Silver salesman at all. I don't have it on my website or anything like that. But it seems to be something that has really helped.
Well, you know, friends just pass along good news. And so I might check that out. I appreciate it.
Speaking of what you were talking about yesterday, let's see, your questions were...
Are you more angry?
About the land grab in Utah, Nevada.
Yes.
Yeah, and or what was the other one?
Are you more angry at Russia? Or are you more angry at Obama?
Well, the Russians have simply done what the NSA is doing to us every day. Our own National Security Administration supposedly has taken it upon themselves to tap into every phone, fax, and computer transmission that we've ever had. That's been going on for decades. It actually got a huge boost under the Clinton administration. Go figure, huh?
Mm.
You know, big surprise there. And so now the Democrats are the most dishonest people I've ever seen. The Republicans keep trying to act like them, which I also find astonishing. But the Democrats are a bunch of dishonest hypocrites. And they say, we can be as dishonest as we want, just don't expose it. And they get really ticked off when somebody exposes it. And so whether it's WikiLeaks that did it on their own, or Russia or China or whatever, we've known about these sort of things, been going on for a long time. No, Russia did not control our election. And the Democrats were concerned about election integrity until the Russians are accused of hacking into their computers.
You know,
they didn't care anything about that.
You know, what's comical in all of this is they thought they had it fixed.
Oh, of course.
And it didn't turn out the way they thought they had it fixed. Now, the Russians didn't do it. But here we are, we're pointing fingers at Russia. They hacked it, and they did this, and they're bad guys. And we're totally ignoring what was in those emails and what the DNC actually did.
Yeah.
And it's just craziness. I mean,
it almost is a sell-off on Bernie Sanders that he's been so quiet about all the backstabbing that he received at the hands of the DNC.
Oh, I believe he was paid well for that.
Of course
or promised well. I know he was promised he was promised a position in Hillary's cabinet, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No, probably not.
We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're going to talk about a training session that's coming up that Sheriff Richard Mack and CSPOA are going to be putting on, and we want to get as many people there, and we want to get you to sign up to have some training in your area. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann and my good friend, Sheriff Richard Mack, and we will all be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Sheriff Richard Mack. We're going to discuss his training session that's coming up. And I also wanted to talk about your new book, or your revised book, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm actually working on that during the
Christmas holidays. Oh, I thought you had it done. I'm sorry.
No, I'm still working on it. And the key thing that really got me going on that was, you know, I was teaching high school, and I'm trying to do that again. I'm actually a substitute teacher right now in the Higley School District for about 10 different schools. And I really enjoy that. I really love being around the teenagers and learning from them. But last year, I required all the students to do an essay about one of the subjects that we were studying in class. And Morgan Ferris, a little freshman girl, did one called Ignorant Frogs. And it was such a good essay, it just gave me inspiration to kind of redo some of my books and to kind of come up with the ultimate solution and kind of update the Sheriff book and the Are You a David, kind of combine all of those together with their main philosophies and principles. So I'm kind of taking the proper role of law enforcement, the County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, and Are You a David, and going to put that into a little 50, 60, 70-page book. And Sheriff David A. Clark, Jr. from Milwaukee has written the foreword. I have that. I'm having Rick Dalton, our vice president of the CSPOA, a retired peace officer in Arizona. He's helping me. He's a pretty good writer. But the main thing I think of the whole book is this little freshman girl, Morgan Ferris, who wrote an essay about the old adage, you know, the old story about if you have a frog and you put him in cold water
and then gradually
warm it up. Actually, if you talk to some scientists, they'll say that that's not true. That it's a nice story, but a frog will jump out when it gets too hot. But anyway, whether he does or not, it's still a story that's been told numerous times in all walks of life. You hear it in a lot of different places, not just politics. And she did a takeoff on that story, and she's basically asking the question in her essay, are we a bunch of ignorant frogs in this country? Mm. And she does some twists and turns on it that I really like, and she quotes some of the founding fathers. Of course, they all know that I like that. And she really was the inspiration for me to write a new book, and I said, I'm going to put that in my next book.
Oh, how awesome.
And I've already told her mom and dad that, and they already know, and they've already agreed with me doing it. And I'm editing it a little bit. I'm changing a few of the things, that, you know, but it's 90% her work. I've kind of wanted to do this for some time anyway, and the county sheriff book is, about 7 years old. In fact, it is 7 years old.
Yes, it is.
This month, or next month. And wait. It came out in 2009, so it's eight years old.
Okay.
8 years old. And so we want to update some of that and talk about some of the great sheriffs in America and just kind of leave the question there, are we a bunch of ignorant frogs? And why is it that so many of us in law enforcement and sheriffs and public officials, why is it that we believe, and you kind of alluded to this in your questions at the beginning, but why is it that we believe that standing for freedom is somebody else's responsibility?
Exactly.
Why is it that we believe that putting freedom first doesn't apply to us or our jobs? And that's really where the book is going to go. It's going to answer that question. Why is it that you, as a patrol officer, and you have a son that is, I believe.
Yes, I do.
Why is it, and I want to ask him directly in that book, to him, to the sergeant, to the patrol sergeant in Los Angeles, California, to the patrol officer in New York City, or to a rookie cop in Missouri. I want to ask every single one of you this question, and I want you to answer it. It is not rhetorical. I want to hear your answer. Why is it that you believe that doing patrol or writing tickets or anything else that cops do is more important than standing for liberty and securing the principles and godly liberties that we were blessed with as Americans? Why is it that you think you don't have to protect liberty or keep your oath of office? And I want to bring that out to the public and say the obvious answer is I do have that responsibility. It is up to me to make America free and to keep America free, and I will not allow any violations of the Constitution in the execution of my job. I will stand for what's right. I will do what's right, and I will be a true patriotic American, even at the cost of losing my job. I will do what's right, and so that's really where the book is going to go. I really hope that we can get it out to everybody, because as you know my story.
I do.
I used to be just a by-the-numbers cop. I just wanted to be this television and movie cop. I just wanted to have an interesting job. I wanted to have an exciting job. And that's all I was in law enforcement for. I ignored the oath of office. I did exactly what I was told by my sergeant. And I did anything and everything I could to promote my career. I did nothing to support the principles of liberty that America was founded on. I did not know the oath of office. I took the oath of office, didn't care about the oath of office one iota. And then, as you know, the good Lord hit me over the head with a 2x4, and I changed completely, did a 180, and started adhering to the Constitution and the Oath of Office and the Founding Fathers and the principles of liberty and the Bill of Rights, and it completely changed me. And what I do know is if it can happen to me, it can happen to the rest of the cops in this country. I believe most cops, just as your son, are very good people. They just haven't been trained properly. They haven't had that 2x4 hit them over the head yet. And I hope that this book is the 2x4.
You know, we all have a wake-up call. I had my own wake-up call, and I remember exactly when it happened. And I always thought I was a pretty good patriot before that time. But we have, you know, we get those, I call them the scales over our eyes, you know, finally those fell off and you can actually see what was happening. And, you know, Richard, I want to talk about your training session here when we come back from this next session. But there's so many things that are going on, and we sit here, we the people, and we listen to the news, and we listen to these crazy politicians that are just blah, 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 blah. And here I have an article that I had to read it a couple of times to figure out the stupidity of it. And I never could figure out the stupidity because it's just too stupid to figure it out. I have a listener that makes fun of my opening about making sense out of nonsense. She says, you can't do that. I guess she's right. But this is federal wasted money bemoaned for $412,000. To study, are you sitting down?
Sure.
How to make glaciers feminists.
Feminine glaciers?
At $412,000, and many Americans don't have an income. Many Americans
are glaciers masculine?
Apparently, they're I don't know. I think they must be sexist. I don't know. It's $412,000, and I had to look at this. Is this satire? Is this making fun of something? Oh no! Oh no! $412,000 to study these glaciers, make them feminist.
That's amazing.
Well, how do they get away with this stuff? You know, we elect them and put them in office, and then we ignore them. And we cannot do that. I don't care who's going to be president on the 20th or the 21st. I don't care what the change is going to be. We have to, as we the people, have got to stand vigilant and stand watch over these politicians, all of them.
Right.
I mean, that's just craziness.
It is crazy, and, you know, I actually spoke to a very good friend of Donald Trump's who totally supported him and even campaigned with him, and he said, Washington isn't going to change unless we do it.
And that is absolutely right. I don't know who your friend is, but he's a friend of mine now. That's absolutely, positively the truth. The change isn't going to happen in D.C. The change is going to happen in you and me when we get active and do what we need to do. And that's what we're going to talk about, training the trainers. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Believe it or not, it is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Sheriff Richard Mack. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty. Understanding that our state
states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are slash were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And Sheriff, I told my producer over the commercial time break, I refuse to hug a glacier. I'm just not going to do it. And that's just the way I am.
Well, as soon as you said glacier, I immediately thought of my one-time trip to Alaska, which was the 50th state that I visited. It was the last one. And
You got to take a cruise there, didn't you?
No, I didn't. We did a cruise around the Hawaiian Islands for our 40th anniversary, but I did not cruise to Alaska, which I'd really like to do. I hear it's fantastic. But I did climb a glacier, and they said, of course, you have to be very careful not to go into a crevice, and I was. I was very scared as soon as they said that. So I didn't go up very high, but we walked around. It's like a big, huge mountain, but it had a stream coming out of it, and it was the best-tasting water I'd ever had.
Oh, wow.
So if somebody wanted to talk about getting glacier water to people around the world, it was the most refreshing, best-tasting water I've ever had. I couldn't get enough of it, and so as far as glaciers, I don't care if they're feminine or masculine or even if they are involved in politics at all, but I do love glacier water, and it was by far the most refreshing water I ever tasted in my life. So anyway, that was it. But I have also one other thing. I know I told you this before, but your listening audience, I've got to tell them, the lady who sings the intro to your show still sounds like you to me. I still think it's you.
Well, I wish I had her money, but it's not her.
Okay, good.
And I can be that redheaded if I want to be, but I'm not. So.
What's her name?
It's Reba.
Was that Reba?
Yeah.
I'll be darned. Okay.
That was a big hit. You know, I even danced to that song. I did that when I was in my Dancing with the Stars here locally. I said, well, I got to dance to my theme song. So we did
I've never been too much into her music, but and I'm not big into country western music, but I do like some of it. You know, Garth Brooks and a few others, but Carrie Underwood. And then when you sing, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I don't sing country, so necessarily. But,
oh,
yeah.
You don't? Okay.
I maybe a little bit, no. Not really. So,
well, I haven't heard you sing an awful lot, but I've sure heard you sing the national anthem, and it's fantastic. And,
yeah, I have done that a few times.
You might not have a good voice right now, but the times I've heard you sing,
not real great. My audience is probably thinking, what on earth are they doing? When I come on the air, that's part of me getting all excited and whooped up, and so I sing the song along with my intro, and I couldn't hardly do that this morning.
I think you ought to redo it and you sing it.
Well, we'll see if we can get that done. I don't know how much the rights are going to cost me on that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but yes, back to our
training.
Topic of the day.
We need to talk about training.
Now, we've talked about this before, as you said, because we did a training seminar in Utah. And our big push now is to get me where I'm not so busy. And two, I can't keep up with it anyway. First of all, we need to make the network of CSPOA and constitutional sheriffs much bigger. So where do we go to make that bigger? Well, we go to the American people and the patriots of America and your listening audience. First of all, anybody can teach these classes that I teach. It's not rocket science. So first, you must have a solid foundation in the Constitution. So we go over that in our training. And then we go over how all of this, including and especially my Supreme Court case, which you just advertised. And I'm going to tell every one of your audience members, if you don't get any other reading material the rest of your life, you get that Supreme Court case. Because the other side, the Clinton administration, did a fantastic job of hiding this from the American people. They won afterwards. We won at the U.S. Supreme Court, but they won afterwards in making it hidden and not a part of our legal jurisprudence or a part of our freedom movement, because this decision is the most powerful. And I just had another attorney tell me this last night. It is the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of America. Now, here we have been so involved in radio talk and involved in the freedom movement, and yet we don't take one of the most powerful tools and use it in making sure that we're free. And I'll be the first one to admit that the Supreme Court has been wrong a lot of times and they don't do what they're supposed to do. This time, the court did, and I'm not saying that just because I won. I'm saying it because this time the court actually did its job. It simply did what we're all supposed to do in government, and that is uphold, defend, and obey, and enforce the United States Constitution. And Justice Scalia, in writing for the majority, is exactly what he did. And the court reinforced state sovereignty, states' rights, and local autonomy. And if you don't want to see a Supreme Court case about that and you don't want to familiarize yourself with that, then something's wrong with you. And you might as well quit listening to Beth Ann's show, even though I'm sure she doesn't want you to do that.
No, I don't.
Just to be listeners of the word and not get involved in the process in fighting for what we're saying here on the show really kind of makes it a moot point. So stop wasting your time. Stop wasting our time. And this is what I'm saying. Let's get involved, and you don't have to do anything else except first start, just read that decision. And what you have that little booklet right there in front of you. It's only 16 pages. It's pocket size, and you're going to be so amazed. And what you're going to want to do after you read it, of course, is give one or two to some local officials and say, look, the Supreme Court ruled on this. It's true, and here's the solution. It even says it right here on page 9, that a healthy balance of power between the states and the federal government will reduce the risk of tyranny and abuse from either front. Now, so how do we, the question is, how do we get that? How do we get a healthy balance of power? And that means sheriffs and county commissioners and city councils and mayors and cops and governors and state reps all do one thing, and one thing really simply, and that's what you just already alluded to. How is it that they swear an oath to something they know nothing about? And so you show them this case, and you give them a pocket constitution, and you give them a pocket victory for state sovereignty. That's the Matt Prince case. And you show it to them. And you have now taken the next step towards liberty. And what we're doing now is taking another step, and that is training each of you, every one of you on this radio show right this very minute. And Beth Ann, I love your show, and I don't want anybody to stop listening. But we can't, just as the Bible says, we can't just be hearers of the word. We must be doers of the word, and that's where we come in. And so we actually train you to become a certified CSPOA instructor, and you take these classes to and training to your local agencies. Take it to your city council. Take it to your school board. Take it to your sheriff. Take it to your chief of police. And let's get these guys trained in what they're supposed to do, just what Beth Ann was saying earlier. So when you swear that oath, you'll know what it means, and you'll know your responsibility in complying with your oath of office. Let's quit having all these hypocrites across the country who swear an oath to something. They have no clue what it means, and they have no intention of keeping their oath. It's just a ceremony.
And it is,
we
it
don't
is
want
up
that
to
anymore.
Us. It is up to the people. You know, I saw Franklin Graham on the news last night, and he was talking about how President-elect Donald Trump got elected. And they were saying it was because of the prayers of the people that they were tired of what was happening in the direction this nation was taking. It wasn't for Donald Trump.
No.
I think we're getting another chance, and we need to be hopping on board and taking
that
opportunity.
The window is open. The window is open.
Take that opportunity to get involved everywhere. But it starts locally, and you've got to train. I've got an article here. We're going into a break. Liberals are panicking as Trump could flip the left-leaning Ninth Court. You know? Let's hope he does, because it's all of our justice, all of our courts across this great nation that have been going against the Constitution and going through policies and agendas. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting with our good friend Sheriff Richard Mack, and we will be right back. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First, it was our Native Americans. Then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance.
purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth in the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. Battlefieldearth.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys with Western roots. Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition, good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts in the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Can't even say my own name. And we are in
the
final.
It's your voice.
I know. We'll blame it on that. Just wash my tongue. Can't do a thing with it. We are in the final segment of today's show, and I want to talk about the training session that is coming up. It's coming up January 21st.
I guess I should have mentioned where and when, huh?
Yeah. And then we'll try and get them to start one in their own areas. We'll get these going across this great
nation. We need to have a big training seminar right there close to you, I think, and get a lot of your listeners to come. The one we're doing in about 3 weeks is in Washington, D.C., right outside D.C., between Baltimore and D.C. We've got about 60 people coming to this one. We do have a more room for a few more if some of your listeners want to. If they want to donate and help this happen, we do have some sheriffs driving there and other people. This is for everybody. We're going to name another Sheriff of the Year at that event, and we're really excited about that. I'm not ready to tell you who it is yet, but CSPOA Constitutional Sheriff of the Year will be named at the event. But this is to train you. This is to train your listeners. This is to train common, ordinary people, just as you and I have said on the show, Beth Ann, and you and I do think a lot alike, that we're going to take America back because we change ourselves. We change America because we change who we are. We get more involved. Just as Jefferson said that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance, that we become those vigilant people, that we become active, knowledgeable, and we don't support those lying politicians in Washington, D.C. anymore. But we can make them irrelevant. And the way we do that is by strengthening the counties and cities and states of this country. Just as Scalia said, a healthy balance of power between the states and the federal government will restore liberty. And that's right out of my Supreme Court decision. So the next one is January 21st. This is Train the Trainers. This is to certify you as a CSPOA instructor. So if you still want to attend, go to our website, CSPOA.org. You could drive over, fly over, whatever. It's the day after the inauguration, so a lot of things are going to be happening in Washington, D.C. Trump is inaugurated and sworn into office on the 20th of January. The very next day, we're going to be doing this training. It's going to be really condensed, and so this is really going to be intense training because it's only one day. It's usually that we do it 2 days. And so be ready to do a lot of work, and it's going to go all day, 8 to 6, on Saturday, January 21st. So please consider coming. Please consider donating. You can do all of that at CSPOA.org. And hopefully that will give me time to get my book ready. I'm really hoping to have the book ready by March. And we've got some things to still finish up in doing the book. But this is the situation. I cannot do all the training that's required. I cannot save this country by myself. And CSPOA is a huge solution. That's all we are about. We are about solutions. We are focusing on the solution in every city and county and how we take America back, county by county, sheriff by sheriff, and state by state. And we restore liberty, and we restore America in our county. And that's where we've got to focus. We've been brainwashed into thinking that the solution is in Washington, D.C. That's ridiculous. That's as ridiculous as finding out if a glacier is feminine or masculine. You know? So, folks, we've got to get busy. Let's not just be hearers of the word. Let's get involved in the freedom process. Let's be solution-oriented. And, again, CSPOA Train the Trainer certification course is January 21st in Washington, D.C. And then, do we want to have another one? Yes. And we want to have one in Missouri. And we want to have one in Nebraska. And we want to have one in Texas.
Kansas, and Illinois. You know, this Illinois. Is the ripples in the water. It's not going to happen in just one spot. We have to let the ripples go out and cross this great nation so right. that all of us are trained. I want to give the phone number, too. It's 480-840-9091. Let me give that one more time. 480-840-9091, or simply go to CSPOA.org. That's Constitutional, I can't even say it, Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.
Correct.
Okay.
And we have Pastor Ernie Sanders, who's put together one of these training seminars in Ohio in March. And so, you know what, I was on his radio show, and he said, you know what, let's do one here. So he got it going. And so anybody that wants to take the bull by the horn and saying, you know what, I'm going to call that number, or I'm going to go to the website, email Sheriff Mack's wife, and we're going to get one going. And you know what, anybody can do it, and anybody can be a part of this, and everybody should be.
Absolutely. And like I said, it's ripples in the water. We have to remind, it has to be us, we the people. We are a constitutional republic that only works if the republic is working. And the republic means we the people. We cannot rely on the elected officials, whether it's your local elected or the state or the federal elected. It has to be we the people holding their feet to the fire.
Right.
When they take an oath, they need to keep the oath. If they're not following the oath, we need to say, hey, have you read this lately, this contract we have here with you?
Yeah, it's called the Constitution.
Yeah, have you read that lately? You know, like I said, their favorite part, especially the Democrats, they have that Fifth Amendment. They've got that memorized pretty well.
Which part? I mean, is it the right to remain silent?
Yes, when they're in front of the
yeah.
judge.
Oh, yeah, like Lois Lerner, director of the IRS. I haven't done anything wrong, so I'm pleading the Fifth. Goodbye, give me my retirement. See ya.
Oh, yeah, they've got it all figured out, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
And they know unfortunately, they do know some things, and that's how they're getting around all of this, because they are ignoring and manipulating and circulating as far as that goes, as far as what their laws really are. And it's up to us to know that and to hold them accountable. And
that's right.
We can't expect anyone else to do it. And I don't want them to make another bureaucratic department to hold them accountable. It is us, we the people. We're out of time, Sheriff.
So thanks so much for having me on, Beth Ann. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
I appreciate you so much. And
thank
I hope you feel better, and Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year to you. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. Sheriff Richard Mack, they've got a training session coming up. It's in Maryland. And just check it out. I've got the flyer here, but check it out. Go to their website at cspoa.org, and I'll put that on Facebook. And give them a call at 480-840-9091. Ripples in the water, that's what we are, people. We have to spread out, train, educate, and activate to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2-pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.